This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Scandal in the NFL. This time it's with the Panthers and the owner. Ready to kiss it goodbye. They're looking under the hood and there are sexual harassment allegations all over the place, apparently. Meanwhile, power just restored to Atlanta Hartsfield Airport. It had been out most of the day. Some people described it as pandemonium. Not a funny matter, actually, because you have travelers that were trapped in planes, over 1,500 flights canceled, convention centers. You know, think about it. People stranded 6 hours in the dark, just someplace you didn't want to be. Normally such a great airport, but and they tried to do whatever they could. The city of Atlanta mobilized the Georgia International Convention Center to provide shuttle services for anyone who needed a place to stay for the night. And they, Chick-fil-A, came up with food for the passengers because it was just that bad. With so many unexpected flights canceled, you have to roll with it. What are you going to do? And they did get it restored, so that's the good news. But then getting flights back on track is not going to be easy. It's going to take some time to do that because then you've got, of course, other flights that were coming in that were canceled on top of the ones that were leaving, on top of the ones that were supposed to go off at a certain time tomorrow. But they'll get it straightened out. The bottom line is the lights are back on. How are you doing with all the crazy shopping swirl around the nation? Because it really is, whether you're participating or not, it's somewhere around you. The traffic, I think, is frightening. It is unbelievable. I had to go somewhere that was 20 minutes from my house on Thursday of last week, and it took 2 hours, and I had to go. So it was singing Christmas carols in the car kind of night, if you know what I mean. But you do what you have to do, right? And it's just what happens. It's just what happens each and every year when we swing into December. I have a lot of friends in California, and they've been telling me some horror stories about the Thomas Fire. It continues to grow strong because you got these crazy shifting winds that keep bringing more danger. So that massive fire was growing on Sunday, even after a battle to protect homes along the Santa Barbara County coast was successful. It is the third now largest fire in California history. That's what they're calling it. It was fourth, but then they booted it up to third just a short while ago. It is burning a massive swath from Santa Barbara to Ventura. It is completely fueled by these Santa Ana winds. I lived in California. I know exactly what they're talking about. You get gusts up to 70 miles an hour, forget about it. And then it'll drop down, which is good, but then it boosts back up and they can't do anything. As of Sunday night, the fire was at 270,000 acres now. 45% contained. That part is good. But two homes in the Montecito Hills destroyed, about a dozen structures also destroyed. The firefighters were able to protect about 1,000 structures because of preparing, the advanced preparing they did. But it is crazy what people are trying. Residents have no choice. Once you see that fire, you got to get out of there. And that's what happens. They call it red flag conditions. And when those conditions flare up in Ventura, in Riverside, in San Bernardino, that's what happens. And it's just these gusts are crazy. So you get these calm conditions, and that's great. And then they can bulldoze fire lines. They can drop fire retardant, all that kind of stuff. But then when it kicks back up again, then they're scrambling, and that's just the bottom line. You cannot fight that. You know, how many do you lose? How many do you win? And that's what they're looking at every single moment. I read a quote from one of the captains for the Santa Barbara County Fire Department who said, it's the worst fire condition I've ever seen in 32 years. As somebody who covered Santa Barbara when I was a television anchor woman, boy, oh boy, the fires could be really bad, but I never saw anything like the fire that we're seeing now. It's insane. The firefighting costs alone, I mean, we care about the human life, but $110 million as of right now, but that continues to grow. Brutal. As I'm kind of hopscotching in a few different directions here at the top of the show, over the weekend, if you weren't shopping, maybe you were watching the latest Star Wars installment, The Last Jedi, and I saw it. I went to see it with my husband, who's a huge Star Wars fan, and I have to say it was really, really good. I mentioned this in the last hour if you were listening, but it is a very long movie, 2 hours and 33 minutes. So you are captive for that long. And bottom line is, though, the story carries through. I mean, so that's the key thing. Can you sit through the story, or do you just get too antsy? And the answer is, to me, in my movie review, I would say you can sit through the story. So it opens to about $220 million in the U.S., $450 globally. And it's the last performance on film for Carrie Fisher, who died this last year. So $450 million globally and climbing is what they believe. Wow. That means it's going to keep climbing. And I thought it was excellent. I thought it was good. I think it kept your attention. And it was pretty clear what the deal was in this. Although some people did not like some of what happened in the movie. They didn't like some of the dialogue, some of what the end result was. I can't talk about it because I would absolutely give away all the movie if I went deep into it, so I won't do that. I think if you're a Star Wars fan, you're going to go see it. If you don't give a hoot about Star Wars, you're not going to go see it. Unless you have a grandson, a son, a nephew, a daughter, kids that just want to go see it, then you will go and see it, bottom line. All right, in the continuing world of who's sexually harassing who, they're now saying NBC paid severance to a female staffer who accused Chris Matthews of sexual harassment in 1999. And at the time, Matthews got a formal reprimand. This came out the other day, and there were two different sources that reported the situation with a female staffer who was an assistant producer on Hardball, who, you know, which at the time was on CNBC. So he was accused of making inappropriate jokes and comments about the female staffer in front of others. And the payment was, I guess, $40,000. But MSNBC didn't confirm the amount because of a confidentiality agreement. And this, of course, is on the heels of NBC News firing Matt Lauer after he was accused of sexual assault and harassment. So we'll see how far this goes and what happens with Chris Matthews. Coming up next, what about the owner of the Panthers and why is he fleeing? We'll talk about that and some other odds and ends going on in the world with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools. tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
So Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson is selling the Panthers. Got $1 billion. Yeah, there have been these allegations of misconduct, and he announced Sunday in a letter on the team website he's going to put the team up. He founded the team up for sale after the 2017 season. It comes on the heels of a story Sports Illustrated published saying that the Panthers settled with at least four former employees regarding inappropriate workplace behavior by Richardson. He said in his letter, I believe it's time to turn the franchise over to a new ownership. He said, I'll put up the team for sale at the conclusion of the NFL season. We're not going to begin the sale process, nor will we entertain any inquiries until the very last game is played. So the SI article detailed allegations made against him that include harassment of multiple women, the use of racial slurs toward a scout who since left the team. The NFL announced on Sunday that they were taking over the investigation into the allegations that, and they were conducting an investigation into it. So he made, verbal comments about women's appearances, inappropriately touched female employees, made advances to women, asking whether he could shave their legs, and for them to give him foot rubs. Oh, my. And he wasn't surviving this. So who's some of the interested people are? Sean Diddy Combs. He said he would be interested in buying the Panthers. Also, Golden State Warrior star Steph Curry, who went to high school in Charlotte and college in Davidson, North Carolina, said, I want in. So I don't know. It could be interesting to see what happens with that. But it's, you know, another person who said they were interested is Bruton Smith. He's the owner of Speedway Motorsports. They own the Charlotte Motor Speedway and other tracks on the NASCAR circuit. So Forbes placed the value of the Panthers at $2.3 billion in September. Richardson investors paid $206 million for the team in 1993. So we'll see what happens. The Panthers are 10-4 after a win over Green Bay. They're tied with New Orleans on top of the NFC South. And, of course, they're only 2 years removed from a 15-1 regular season, which they lost the Super Bowl to Denver. So they'll be worth some serious do-re-mi. And I think they'll get it. I don't think they're going to have a problem getting it, but he's letting go of it because of, again, accusations and claims and even settling. So settling with different people for things that he did, and there's just no wiggle room on that. There's no way he was going to survive that at all. I was thinking about this today on a kind of a lighter note. You know, this is a holiday week, really, let's face it. Some people are even taking off or feel like they're taking off, or maybe in their mind they're taking off. But next week we'll run smack into Christmas. It'll be Christmas Eve, in fact, flowing into Christmas. So I noticed that some people, it's weird, some neighborhoods, they've gone dark and they're not decorating, they're not doing the lights thing, and then I've noticed others that are. They say the average, I looked at the National Retail Federation, the average American is going to spend $967 on Christmas lights in 2017. Of that amount, $5,766 is spent on Christmas decorations, including LED lights, 16 feet tall inflatable Santas, Christmas trees, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's some neighborhoods where they really, like, people just go. They're driving to the neighborhoods because they decorated up. And I was looking at some of the addresses, and I've actually been to some of the places that they're talking about. And you're listening to me around the country, so you know, I bet you know some of these areas. And you may have even, I don't know, you might have even been to some of them. And for me, I looked at a list, and I've been to about three or four of them. Okay, so one isn't too far from me, and it's in Arlington, Texas. And they really do it up. I mean, you know, they just decorate it. Everybody has lights. I don't think you could live in this area if you didn't have lights. And it's much the same way, I believe, with some of the others. Growing up in Philly, there's a place on South Street, 13th Street, you know, right by South Street. And these are really cool residential units area. And they have lights. Everybody's good. They got lights all over the place. They get lights hanging from one side to the other of the street, and it's pretty cool. If I were going to Philadelphia, I would make a trip down that street. Just remember what I said. It's worth it. Then there's another one in Brooklyn. They have really cool lights in this Diker Heights, and it's, I mean, just beautiful. The trees, it just seems like everything is lit up. In Albuquerque, when I lived in Albuquerque, they do some really cool things with ristras and whatnot. And it seemed like everywhere that I lived in all the neighborhoods, there were lights everywhere. I don't even know who can claim. I'm thinking in St. Louis, some of you are listening to me in St. Louis, Murdoch. You know where that is, Murdoch and South Street. I've been to that. And the trees, I mean, they're all different colors, every tree. So green trees, red trees, blue trees, and it just blows your mind. It looks like it's not real, sort of, because it's so pretty, spectacular, the colors. And I don't know, there's something about Christmas lights, I think. Bah humbug to the people who won't put any of them up. But I get it, because sometimes we don't do it. I like to go and look at the lights, right? You know what I'm talking about. Where you're driving through the neighborhood, and people know that. They're proud of that. They want people to drive through and look at all the lights and take their time or walk through the streets or whatnot. When I lived in Las Vegas, there was a neighborhood that got pretty famous for painting the garage doors, and they were pretty elaborate. I thought, boy, if you had no artistic touch, you would have to have somebody come in and do it for you because they look so professional. And I think some of them, you know, do that. And that was pretty cool. So there were cartoon scenes, Santa scenes, and they were so well done. I mean, incredibly well done. You know, just blow you away. So hopefully in your corner of the world, someone somewhere is putting up, stringing up lights. If it's not in your neighborhood, I hope you have a place where you can go so you can see all those fantastic lights, because I think there is something magical about it. Like when they do up the trees, the side of the trees, the outside of the house, the windows, or I like even just the plain white when you do the bulbs and you outline it. How cool is that? I bet at the Atlanta airport, which thank goodness they got the electricity restored after midnight, I bet the people that were there in the dark were wishing for any kind of light. Like that's when you think, oh, you know that little flashlight I got in my stocking? You know that little flashlight that so-and-so gave me as a gift? Oh, I wish I had that. That's one good thing about technology with the phones now. Immediately, I would just, and hopefully it would be charged up, you just go to your iPhone and you turn on the flashlight there and you'd be able to see, because that could be pretty disconcerting to not have the light and be fumbling around trying to figure out what, you know, what's right in front of you as you're trying to look and figure it out. It's like when you drop something and you're feeling around for it, but you can't see it, and it's frustrating because you know it just drops straight down, but it's so pitch dark. Picture yourself in an airport and it's pitch dark. Very little light, just here and there. Picture what that feels like. And then plus what's going through your mind. You don't know that there was some kind of crazy power outage and it caused that. No, that's not what you're thinking. You don't know. You just know that there's no lights and you're trying to get to your gate. Or you're just trying to go get your luggage and get off your flight. Oh, the best scenario would be if you already at least landed and you're at the airport and it's just a question of that, not a question of having to try to get on the flight or trying to get onto a connecting flight. Oh, that would be awful. All right, hang with us. Thanks so much to Mackenzie Sutton for his fine work. I'll meet you on the other side.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to the show, Dennis Quiles. He's written a book called Ordainment Betrayal, and it's fascinating. Just even thinking of the word, what does it conjure up when you think of that title? And what we're talking about here is we're talking about a character named Jack Steele, who is an ex-naval intelligence officer turned private investigator. And I don't want to give away everything about this, but the details are fascinating. Dennis, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me, Kate.
So tell me, what drove you to write this book? What was it that inspired you to write this novel?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I went to the Illinois University for a symposium on human trafficking, and I saw the way they were presenting and the people that attended and the passion behind trying to do something in society to, in a way, reduce the amount of victims that fall under this human trafficking issue. And I was inspired to help out any way I could. So I said, well, let me write something about it. And that's how the idea started.
Yes, yeah, so you said you were inspired to write about it. This is a great sidebar to talk about. What was it that was so shocking to you?
I believe it's just the lack of resources that the government has to address this locally. That's one case. The other one is the lack of awareness from the public that in many occasions they might perceive or see that something is going on and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to report it. They don't know what to do about it. And I just thought that if I just create a story and share it with everybody else, that will kind of bring about awareness.
So tell me about your character. You know, tell me something about him. What is it about Jack Steele that's so special?
Wow. Jack Steele is the type of individual that doesn't stop. Once he sets his sights on something, he's going to do everything he can to make it right. He's the type of individual that doesn't stand around when he sees a wrongdoing, and he will use all his knowledge, all his skills that he learned when he was a naval intelligence officer to try to bring about justice in any way he can.
Ooh, to try to bring about justice. And you say the whole thing takes place in modern-day Chicago, in and around Chicago, and you're familiar with that area, right?
Yes, Kate, I am familiar. I actually live in Illinois, and I often visit Chicago. And things that I didn't know, I definitely Google to make sure that I get very familiar with the settings and all the scenes in the book.
I love it. And again, we're talking with Dennis Quiles, and he's written a book called Ordainment Betrayal. And in the book, as we were talking about the main character and some of the things that he encounters, what do you think would really surprise people in this book? I mean, I think there's a bunch of surprises, but really, after you wrote it, what were some of the key moments that you think will really take people by surprise?
I believe that many occasions in the plot in which Jack confronts the nowhere in scenario, that he look about and he sees no exit, that he see no way out. And yet he invent and reinvent himself and use all his training to break through. I mean, his determination to do the right thing, regardless what that is, it drives him to do what people will think, well, that's incredible, or that is not achievable. How in the world can a man do that? But yes, indeed. And I try to make my character very credible. I mean, these are things that a trained individual can do. There's no superhuman powers here or anything like that. But it's just the way that Jack Steele, when he sees evil, he go after it, and he tried to take care of it right away. So that's him.
One of the things in your background is the fact that you have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. Were you able to put that to good use?
Oh, without a doubt, Kate. I use a lot of the information that I have experienced one way, another one that I have studied through my career, and also try to make sure that what I write is very credible and that I find the right information to provide Jack with the tools he needs to carry out his, in this case, I would probably call it vengeance against, you know, these evildoers that actually kill his fiancée.
And again, the name of the book is Ordainment Betrayal. What are you hoping, Dennis, that people get out of this book? Ultimately, what's the goal? That they enjoy it, that they're intrigued, that their eyes are opened? What is it?
What I'm trying to achieve with this book is just bring about awareness that there's something happening out there, even in our doorsteps in Chicago. I mean, Chicago is a big city, but actually this is happening. This is taking place. I have spoken to people that actually deal with this type of victimization, people that actually learn the hand to a lot of these victims that are trying to get out of this life. But, you know, it is something that in many occasions require resources and requires a lot of persistence in order to try to get these people out of this life and bringing about to be part of society again. And I just want to make sure that whatever I can do, I mean, my piece of grain to ensure that people become aware that there's something happening and they can help and they can actually change a life. To me, that's my motivation for this book.
What did your wife say when you said you were going to put together this novel, that you felt passionate about it and that you were going to do it? Because when oftentimes, Dennis, I have a lot of friends who are authors, what happens is they say, I'm going to write a book, and then they just don't get to it because they have family and they're pulled in a lot of different directions. But you actually did it. What was your wife's reaction?
I think that my wife says, look, if this is something you really want to do, go ahead. You have my support. But this is very sensitive. I don't think I'm going to read it. So that's what she said to me. But we found what I call the happy medium. And the happy medium is over the weekends, holidays, and whenever I have time, I get up really early in the morning and I start writing. And I do my best really early in the morning. By the time the family wake up and they're ready for the day, I'm ready to join them. So to me, that's the compromise.
So this is a great question for people with this whole writing thing. How long have you been writing? How long have you, because I bet you've been writing things even before that, even if it's just short stories or just notes.
Yeah, that's right, Kate. I've been writing since about when I was in my teens. I wrote poetry. I wrote a lot of nice poems, short stories, mainly on the science fiction arena, and things that I liked. And in many occasions, things that I wrote, I saw coming alive later on in my life as cartoons or movies. And I said, what in the world? I wrote this when I was 18. So that kind of stuck with me as part of my psyche saying, you know, one of these days I have to write something and publish it.
And you did it, which is so cool. Are you hoping that, you know, because this character has legs, will you write some more?
Yes. Actually, this is my third book. It's a trilogy. And this kind of a close up the trilogy of Jack Steele thrillers. And yes, definitely I have material for more books.
Wow. And will you tackle, because then it becomes what you know and what we talked about, crime, etc. Will you tackle other subjects? How do you decide what the plots will be?
Yes, definitely. I have a few ideas. One will be, there's a lot of people out there that have good intentions, and they're all the people that use those good intentions to carry out their agendas. And I talk about, for example, there's a lot of good people out there that are pro-Earth, pro-nature, and yet there are other ones that only think that nature should be a part of this world, but not humans. And I've seen that a lot. I have read about it. I have seen that. And that's a plot that I was thinking about. Say, how about if somebody just bring about a virus into the United States just to eliminate just humans and just leave animals and the vegetation and just to start new with their idea of a new world? And how would somebody be able to detain and stop that? So that's just kind of one of the plots that I was thinking about as a sequel.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. For you, when you go to work, because, you know, here you've written, again, you're talking about this trilogy, and writing is such a passion of yours. Do any of your workmates know about your books, and how do they react to it?
Oh, yes, they do. As a matter of fact, the first few prints of the book, I share with them, and they're eager to read it and give me their feedback and critique as well. And I love it. I mean, I have my boss reading the book and said, I got in trouble with my wife because I just cannot put the book down. And that's a beautiful compliment.
It is a beautiful compliment, and it's so smart of you, too, to have other people look at your work. And as you said, they can tell you what they don't understand or what they love or whatever it is, and that's just fabulous, fabulous feedback. And, you know, if you had your way, how many books will we see with Jack Steele? I mean, he may end up like a character that we all get to know. Who knows, right?
Yes, that is correct. I see Jack Steele as a Jason Bourne, to give you an example, right? That type of individual that, you know, in many occasions, he's not looking for trouble, but trouble comes his way. He has to deal with it any way he knows and any way he can, trying to do the right thing. So that's kind of how Jack Steele grew from a child who was looking at his father, who was an executive protection agent from elite, a CEO who become corrupted, and through who he is today, that he was able to propose to his girlfriend and to kind of ease up life and stop for a minute before it was too late, when everything went south and he had to, you know, use all the skills that he had to get back on track.
Absolutely. Pick up the book, Dennis Quiles. Thank you so much. Again, Ordainment Betrayal. You can get it at Amazon.com, Litfire Publishing, and other places as well. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate the opportunity.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hold. Being a radio host or TV broadcaster is one of the most stressful careers that you can have. I've done it my entire life, but now somebody has just told us so. CareerCast.com listed what the most stressful jobs of 2016 were, and that, you know, there's just periods of high stress that are unpredictable. And then there were 11 other factors that went into how they rated this, the jobs rated methodology, because if I'm not telling you that, you say, well, what does that mean? How come it's stressful? But certainly radio host or TV broadcaster kind of fell in the middle of the pack. Not the most stressful. You might be surprised by a few of the other jobs that were listed on their list. Who better to chat with us about this than Dr. John Huber? He is the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization that brings lasting positive change to the lives of people that suffer from mental health issues. I love that. And he's in our virtual green room. Hey, Dr. Huber.
Hey, Kate. First thing,
Are you okay?
Some days I wonder. I have to find, is my pulse there? What's happening? It's not a surprise, I guess, because of deadlines, right? And the craziness. You don't have a regular life when you're in this life, whatever that is.
No. And the other side to that, you're in the public eye. So if you're frustrated, it's not something that you can easily do. I talked with another radio show host earlier last week, and he was explaining to me he had a time when he just started, and he had a young child, his son, who acted up, and he was giving his son consequences, and the lady next to him in line at the grocery store asked him, "Hey, aren't you so-and-so?" And he immediately goes, "Oh, no, I don't know who you're talking about."
Oh, that's brutal. And, you know, here's what's even worse. So for me, besides this fabulous job of being able to talk to so many interesting people and talk to callers, and we have a fabulous audience across the United States and beyond the borders of the United States, the other thing that I do is I speak. I go out and I speak. I talk about invading the man cave and helping people find their wow. How do they clearly, concisely, in a compelling way, describe what they do when they get the dreaded question of what do you do? And I find out that, of course, that is also stressful, because what are people afraid of? The fear of public speaking afflicts, 75% of Americans. So I don't stand much of a chance. I might have to come down and see you for a weekend.
Well, I do phone consultations, so, you know.
That's crazy, huh? So what is it that, I mentioned the factors that they talk about. What are the stress factors? Obviously deadlines, we said, in this particular field, but what else puts people at risk of this stress?
Well, competition, that fear that somebody's going to come up and take your spot. Some of the positions, like the enlisted men and the police officer and fireman, those are jobs where you may not come home alive at the end of the day. So you've got that type of thing, the potential for physical harm. You also have the potential, or in some cases, a lack of potential for job growth. Where do you go from there? What's your next step? And then, I do public speaking too as well. You never know. I mean, you've got a whole day, but then you got to get on a plane and go fly and do your public speaking that night and then be back for your show the next morning. The travel part of it, it's all just very physically demanding.
Boy, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there. What are some of the other jobs that fall on this list that CareerCast put out that you're probably not surprised about, since you are in the business of helping people, I'm going to say, feel better?
Right, and that's part and parcel to what I do. But, the interesting thing with CareerCast, too, they also talked about they were looking for jobs specifically for people who have difficulty with anxiety and stress in the first place. So this is a little different poll than what we've seen. Of course, police, military, and firemen are always in the top 10 of these lists. But what surprised me next was the waiter job. I understand why it's stressful. I mean, they get blamed for stuff that's not their fault. You go into the kitchen and the chef or the prep chef has made the order wrong and you have to take it out to your customer. And then your money depends upon making the diner happy. And it's not their fault sometimes. The next one is taxi driver. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you talk there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, taxi driver. Yeah, that's okay. Go through the list. So taxi driver, because you don't know who you're going to get when they jump into the cab and what's going to happen and the traffic and all that.
And then you got the new competition with all the Ubers and those type of apps that are out there now. Of course, you said radio host and TV broadcaster. And again, I'll make time for you if you need a call. Then we got executives, top executives, corporate executives, and corporate managers. And that's not necessarily unexpected, but middle and high school teachers, middle school and high school teachers. Now, you talk about having to deal with hormones every day and kids who have no clue what's going to happen to them and how they're functioning and why they're upset about stuff. That's a challenge. I know when I was a school psychologist, I chose not to work in middle schools because it was just so up and down. Very scary. Cashiers. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the middle school, a high school person. That son who's now in high school and a daughter in middle school, and now I feel like I'm reliving those days over again.
So you totally relate to that.
Totally do. And then as I started saying cashiers next, somebody comes up there with a basket full of clothes at the Gap, or I don't know if I can say names of stores, but then you look down and there's not a price tag on it. And by the time somebody goes and gets the price tag, you got 20 people in line and they just wanted to pop in during their lunch hour. Pressure, stress, and then where's the job growth there? And a lot of people, you know, that's their livelihood, and they don't see a way out of that. So it becomes very stressful. The last
What is number one? Drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please. Salesperson. Now think about it. You have a great year and you're dooming yourself. All of a sudden your quotas, everything goes through the roof and you're dooming yourself to having a bad year the next year. So it's a catch 22. You do great and they set your heights even higher and then you don't do so great the next year. I have a friend who does commercial paint sales since, you know, 27 years, and he amazes me. He thrives in this position, and every year he comes back and he's making more money than the vice president in the company he's working for. It's amazing how some people thrive in it, but at the same time, if you have any issues with stress or anxiety, you're dooming yourself.
Yeah, no kidding. So, I mean, this would take forever, and we talk a lot about stress and what to do and et cetera. But give us the one-minute solution. What can you do when you're feeling overwhelmed?
Take a deep breath. You know, if you guys do any kind of exercising, when you stop and you breathe in and you try to catch your breath, those same type of inhale, hold it, exhale slowly. You know, breathe in through the nose. Count of 3, 4, 5, exhale, 3, 4, 5. You can do that at your desk. You can do it walking from one office to the next. You can do that between customers if you're that cashier. You can do it as your wait staff going from the table back to the kitchen. That's the simplest, most basic way to do that. Other than that, call a mental health professional. They can help teach you. Or go find a yoga instructor. They can do that too.
Yeah, what is it about yoga that's so calming? Is it because it's the breathing and stretching?
I think that's it. I mean, and I think I mentioned this before on your show. I do martial arts, and the first 20 minutes is yoga stretching and breathing and focusing your breath. And I do 3 to 6 hours a week of it. And my job's stressful, too. I mean, I have patients die on me, and I do my yoga breathing, my 15 minutes. I mean, I'm looking forward to it tonight at 8 o'clock. That's like my goal at the end of the day is go get that hour in. Plus, there's nothing better than breaking a board when you're feeling a little stressed.
Boy, I so agree with that. Love it. Dr. John Huber, mainstreammentalhealth.org. That's where you can check him out. You can find him there. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America tonight. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Kate. You're awesome.
Where would you go? Because what would we know? Forward is coming fast, it's our task to keep moving on. Just keep moving. If you're afraid of that forward thinking, taking your time for a dime and you're blinking, listen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.